Well, the Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter. Well, on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voice and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now, he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. As I mentioned before, every morning, when I first awake, even before rising out of bed, my morning prayer is, "Thank you, God, for one more day." Those who have faced mortality know how precious is each day and know how each day is a gift. There will come a time when I will have no more days, and so each one now is precious, and I make each count. Lately, I've made it a practice to also give thanks for 10 specific things before noon each day. It's easy. 10 things. 3 people in my family, my immediate family, our home, and then 6 other things that I see. Giving thanks and expressing gratitude actually changes brain chemistry. It makes structural changes in one's brain that leads to contentment and peace. Gratitude, giving thanks, gives new life and sets the mood. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Now, 10 were healed. 1 came back to thank the healer. 1 knew how precious is the gift and came back to thank the giver. We take for granted so much of the Lord's blessings. So much is given so consistently, so regularly, that we become accustomed to receiving. What happened to the other 9? Perhaps they just expected it of Jesus. He healed others, he healed me, and then the days just go on as normal. Marvels go unnoticed. One cause of great malaise these days is walking through life oblivious to all the glory and joy and beauty around, expecting each day to go our way, assuming all that comes to us is only what should be and that the world serves me. The worst form of this self-centered universe is entitlement. I deserve everything good. My wants and needs are more important than other people's. Everyone looks out for themselves, and I'm only doing what everyone else is doing. That I should wait is insulting. That I should leave something for someone else is stupid. That I should have concern for future generations is nonsense. That I should consider somebody else is incomprehensible. Entitlement sees everything as owed and nothing as gift. Entitlement cannot see the love within what comes. Entitlement neglects the connection that comes with sharing. Entitlement disregards our belonging to each other and for each other. And so malaise sets in. Dissatisfaction with the way one's life is going. Boredom with the day's long slog. Irritation with other people's requests and general crankiness for no good reason. 10 lepers were healed. Perhaps the 9 saw nothing special. Just some serendipitous good luck. Something they should have had anyway. Well, there may be another way to consider the 9. Maybe it's not that. Maybe the delight at being healed could have overtaken any thought for thanks. They were outcasts, infected who were not allowed to be near other people, disfigured wretches who nobody wanted to see, unlucky ones shunned by good people. The 10 hung out together, not because they were friends, but because no one else wanted them around. So when Jesus healed them, suddenly they could go home. Suddenly they would be acceptable. So perhaps the joy of just being normal was so wonderful that they forgot about who made it so. 10 were cleansed. Only 1 considered the gift and gave thanks. Something God Almighty ought to do dramatic, awe-inspiring things. That if there is a God, then why don't we see almighty deeds like ending world hunger and preventing wars, stopping hurricanes? Healing a couple of lepers is small potatoes compared to preventing cancer. We are conditioned to think that God will only do big things. And all the while, each breath we take, each minute, is a gift of life. Every day that the sun rises is a miracle. That people get along at all is a marvel. That friends forgive is a gift. At times we cry out for a sign that God cares, just some supernatural indication, something out of the ordinary to show that the Lord notices. And all the while there are ordinary things, things that come to us each and every day, predictable things. Water from a faucet. Clean air, church on Sunday, stars at night, birds singing, colored trees in autumn, that they should be so common and predictable as a sign themselves of God's loving care that is consistent and faithful, a sign of God's consistent commitment to us. The common, ordinary, predictable things reveal far better what we know of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a home at night, old friends, good government, safe streets, this church. Such everyday blessings you, O God, show you to be loving and generous and faithful and dependable. Thank you. 1 leper turned back. A Samaritan. Someone held in contempt, snubbed and spurned. He knew that the world owes him nothing. He knew that whatever good comes is pure gift. That life is gift. Each day is gift. Good health is gift. Every breath and heartbeat and pulse is gift. We are constantly showered with blessings from God. And a grateful life is one lived in constant awareness of the presence and love of God, awareness of God giving every good and blessing and beauty. A grateful life is one that recognizes the mercy of Christ. A happy life is one that sees every small joy and beauty as gift of God. Giving thanks for 10 things before noon brings awareness of God's wondrous gifts in life. There's a poem by E.E. Cummings that speaks of such gratitude gracefully. I thank you, God, for most this amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees and a blue true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I, who have died, am alive again today. And this is the sun's birthday. This is the birthday of life and love and wings and of the gay, great, happening, illimitably earth. How should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing any, lifted from the know of all nothing, human merely being, doubt, imagine, unimaginable you? Now the ears of my ears awake, and now the eyes of my eyes are open.
Hallelujah.